This is Living the RV Dream, episode 178 for Friday, January 29th, 2021.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Yes, 178, last episode of January 2021. This year is flying by, isn't it? In any case, welcome everybody. Hello, happy campers. Hello, fellow pelican heads. Part-timers, full-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors. Welcome, welcome to the show one more time today, coming to you from Gila Bend, Arizona. Yes, I'm in Arizona. I'm recording a day early, actually, because by the time you listen to this, I'm going to be in Oregon Pipe National Monument, which I've been reliably informed the internet there is non-existent. So I'm really waiting for Elon Musk's Starlink to start functioning, and hopefully that will be a good option for RVers and sailors and anybody who is... Who is in an area that is not covered by the cellular networks, which, you know, now we have 5G. I would rather have them perfect 4G or LTE or what have you and have LTE everywhere, and then let's worry about 5G. But who am I? Anyways, I'm here this used to be like the last time I was here 2 years ago. This used to be the Gila Bend KOA. Now it is just called that. Actually, it's a better name. It is the Sonoran Desert RV Park. And we are here in the heart of the Sonoran Desert as I've been for the past few days. Of course, the last time we spoke, I was at the Lordsburg KOA in New Mexico, which actually was a pretty nice stop, a good way to recharge the batteries, literally and for real, and you know, empty your tanks, fill up your water, and go to the big Q, Quartzsite, Arizona, the RVers mecca of the United States. And as you know, Quartzsite, you know, it's a small town. I think it's like 4,000 inhabitants or so, like permanent residents. And this time of the year, it swells up to I've heard rumors that up to 2 million, you know, RVers in all the BLM land, all the public land available around this small town. Just it's about an hour and a half west of Phoenix, and it's about 10 miles from the Colorado River, which is the California border. And the reason it is kind of like my thing to go to Quartzsite every other year from now on. I really love that town. There's something special about it. But this time I went to attend. It was called the Q21, and it was a YouTubers meetup. A lot of YouTubers, organized by Papa Drew at RV Adventures, and there were a bunch of them. I met a lot of them, and a lot of them I already knew online. So like Mark Guido from Grand Adventure, and even outside of the group, you know, I met let me tell you what we did. We had campfires every night. There was potluck. Of course, as soon as I arrived on Friday, I did my live stream from the campsite, from the campfire there. It was kind of a whirlwind day because I arrived late, as I usually do, unfashionably late. And as soon as I parked the rig and all that, you know, just took out the laptop. Of course, there was very, very little internet out there. It's not like the there's poor signal, like a wee boost wouldn't really help you because you're getting like 4 or 5 bars of solid LTE. The thing is, the towers are congested, so many people out there, and in years past I think they've put extra capacity, they've added extra capacity just to, but this year, since, you know, since it's the year of COVID and all this, I think they and there were a lot less people than in previous years. Let's be honest about it. But still, you know, the internet throughput, especially upload bandwidth, both upload and bad download, were, you know, hit or miss. Sometimes in the early morning or late at night, it would get a little better. But fortunately for the live stream and most of the events that we did that required internet reliably, Penny of Rambling Voyage, he let us borrow her AT&T Nighthawk. And let me tell you, that's something that I think would be a solution. It's an unlimited internet, and I think the main feature is that it is a business account. So I think we're getting prioritized by the tower. So I'm gonna look into that. It's called the AT&T Nighthawk, and if I'm revealing a secret here, I'm sorry if I spoil it for the rest of us, but I'm gonna try to get one. Because we need it. And Verizon, by the way, Verizon out there was even worse than AT&T. So that's it. That was the first night we did my live stream, and then the second night, which was Saturday night, we went to the Desert Bar, and the Desert Bar is the Nelly E Saloon, and it's in the middle of nowhere in the desert. I'm sure you've seen my previous videos of it. It's 4.5 miles on this dirt road. It's not that bad. This year, the dirt road didn't seem as bad as in previous years. But yeah, it's out there. And even though it's 4.5 miles, it'll take you 20 minutes just to get there. And I always joke, you really have to be in the mood for a beer just to drive on this road, just to go to the Desert Bar. And then if you have one too many beers, how do you get back? You know, it's... It only opens in the winter months. It only opens on weekends from noon to like 6 p.m. So they have a live band. This is a really cool place. No craft beer, but you know, they have good food. Actually, the burger I had, and the burger, by the way, I want to thank our Vision Nomadic Living. Sean got me that burger that was amazing, and he just wanted to invite me. He wouldn't let me, pay for it. So that was really cool of him. I really appreciate it. And yeah, it was cool. Desert Bar. I also ran into the Russos, Joe and Kate Russos, Joe and Kate Russo. And I've been following their channel for a long time, and we've known each other for we finally met in person last summer in Salt Lake City. And they used to have a class A. They went down to a B plus, and now they have to a B plus, not to a proper B. They had a Hymer Active, and now they have this flatbed truck, and they have this crazy looking truck camper, very off-road capable. I mean, they're now into the whole overlanding thing. So going to the Desert Bar with your rig, that would be like the ultimate overlanding thing to do. And it was really cool to chat with them for a little bit. And everybody, we were like the group of YouTubers there at the Desert Bar, everybody filming each other. It was a lot of fun. And then we came back, and of course everything gets delayed. We got to the we were supposed to do like a sound check with the RV DJ like in the afternoon. Forget about it. We were still at the Desert Bar. We were there for like 2 or 3 hours, and just the line to get the food was like almost an hour. It was packed. That place was full of people. And then at night they had a potluck. We had a potluck, and then we had the RV DJ. She also has a YouTube channel. She's always on my live streams, and I'm sometimes on hers. She was gonna transmit live to Quartzsite, Arizona. And what I did on my other channel, on my music channel, by the way, if you want to check out my music, the channel is Robert Morales, just my name, Morales, my last name. Broadcasted it live back on the internet, so Sonia, the RV DJ, could see the dance floor and what was going on at the campfire. We had a huge campfire that night, and that was really cool. I got to meet other YouTubers too. I got to meet Mike, and Mike and I have been chatting back and forth for several years now. I actually interviewed him here for the podcast, for one of the first episodes, actually. And Mike Living Free, Michael O'Connor is his full name, and he was a boondocking there just a stone throw away from where we had the Q21 meetup. So we stopped by, and it was really cool to meet him in person. He's a cool guy. Of course, the Quartzsite Recreation and RV Show. I think it's called, what's the name? Let me find out the exact name, because it is a long one. It's the Quartzsite Sports Vacation and RV Show, and it usually happens in mid January. It just ended on the 24th, and I went there for the last day. And it was kind of sad. It, also, you know, it never rains in the desert. You know, I come from Florida, and what do? I bring the rain from Florida. So it's been kind of a strange weather. It's been rainy, windy, cold. You know, not what most of these people come to the desert for, you know, which is to escape the crude, dark winter of the north. And this year it was also a little less crowded because I don't think most of the Canadians, they couldn't come down. But I digress. The things that I was most interested in, which was like the lithium batteries and the solar people, they left early. So it was all that was left was like almost a lot of non-RV related stuff. And you know, it was, I don't know. I don't think I come to Quartzsite for the show anymore. I think coming here is more about the people, meeting the people, and it's a magical place. It's this valley here in the middle of the Sonoran Desert with all these washes and saguaro cacti and some shoya cacti as well. But we're surrounded by these beautiful mountains, and there's so much land out here where you could either do a group like we did, or you could camp in the middle of nowhere. All by yourself, and I mean, there's even a nudist camp in one of these LTVA areas. LTVA stands for long-term visitors areas, and there's two types. There's three types. There's the standard BLM 14-day for free, where you can stay for free for 14 days, but you have no services whatsoever. If your tank fills up, if you need potable water, you need to go into town to a place called the RV Pit Stop. And they charge you, I don't know, 40, 50, I don't know exactly how much it is. Maybe less. I've never been. But then there's the LTVA. There are several LTVA areas, mainly where we stayed, La Poza South, I think it seems to be like one of the most popular ones. And but they had to have a dump station, they have the trash, and they have potable water. And if you want to do it for 14 days, they charge you $40. And if you want to do it for like 7 months, it's like $160. So a lot of people stayed here the whole winter for $160, you know, but the lines at the dump station were brutal. I mean, at one point, I think I saw like 20 RVs waiting in line. So imagine that if you do it quick, yes, let's say it takes 5 minutes to dump your tanks. How long are you going to have to wait there? So that's it. The culinary highlights of the weekend was Silly Owls. I met with a longtime viewer, and also he has a YouTube channel, The Traveling Elk. Check him out, Dale, and he's been to two of my meetups, and we met up with him and a friend of his, and we went to Silly Owls, and they have this gigantic pizza. It's called the Goliath, and I mean, it fed the three of us really well, and there were leftovers. We got some IPAs. It's really, really good time there at that Silly Owls. One place I would definitely recommend. There's Gringos, which is a food truck, but they have this. Their burritos are gigantic as well. I guess the theme for Quartzsite is good. You know, big sizes when it comes to food, the portions, large portions, and they had the pork burrito. It was amazing. This melted cheese and beans inside, and the shredded pork. Oh man, like pulled pork. That was really good. And then, you know, it's also like a pilgrimage. If I'm in Quartzsite, you have to go to Beer Bellies. Beer Bellies Adult Daycare, which is right there on Tyson Well, right where you enter the RV show. Oh, and they have this place also that has homemade ice cream that is really good. It's really good homemade ice cream. Quartzsite, you know, it's quirky. And there's a swap meet, you know, it's like a flea market with all kinds of stuff. They have the gems show. I mean, it's a place where you could stay for many days and not see everything that is happening here during the winter months. So that's been Quartzsite in a nutshell, and I'm gonna put links to all the RV channels that I met up with in Quartzsite in the show notes for this episode, which will reside at travelingrobert.com/podcast/0178, which is the episode number. I'm sure I'm forgetting something, but I'm doing all this from memory, so bear with me here. And by the way, this Sunday, This Sunday, I'm going to release a special episode about the Quartzsite meetup that we had. It's going to be called, I don't know if I should call it the Quartzsite Special or the Quartzsite YouTubers Extravaganza or something like that. So we'll see. But this Sunday, it's already edited. It's being uploaded as we speak. But as you know, even down here, I'm in Gila Bend right now, the internet, it's slow. When you're using the cellular network generally for uploads, it is slow. So it's gonna be like, it's probably gonna be like an overnight endeavor. It's still much better than at Quartzsite. In any case, I have a couple of voicemails, and then we're gonna call it a night.
Hey, traveling Robert. Hey, this is Camping Fred. I've also got a small a YouTube channel. And I do a lot of camping, very passionate about it. I've done it for a long time. But we love your show and your travel adventures, and you really inspire us a lot. My grandchildren just yesterday had done an impromptu, not planned, but they did it out of spontaneity. They love to sing your song that they're traveling. And so I would like to send it to you, but I need email or somewhere to send it to. Of course, it's Camping Fred on YouTube. Listen, I'm not a professional, but I have passion, and I do it, and I'll throw something up there, and it needs to be edited by a professional. But I'd like for you to see my grandkids sing. They love your channel.
Thank you for that message, Camping Fred. And of course, it's Robert at travelingrobert.com. If any of you guys wants to send me something, I guess you would have to upload a video to YouTube. Or, you know, email is not the best method to send videos. Sometimes there's a size limit. I also do, I don't check them like every single hour or sometimes every single day, but the inbox on Instagram and the inbox on Facebook, if you find me on Facebook, Traveling Robert, or Traveling Robert on Instagram, you can send me a message there, and I do believe that it is easier to attach a video to those. But otherwise, Robert at travelingrobert.com, and just put a link to whatever you upload the video.
Hello, Robert. Greetings from the UK. Just like to say how much I've enjoyed your travel around the US. I think it's from 2019 where you went clockwise around the coast, and I'm up to episode 25, and this is Bill in the UK saying hello.
Hey, Bill in the UK, thank you so much for that message, and I'm so glad that you enjoy my travels and the videos that I put out.
Hello, Robert. It's Richard Chambers here from London, England. I stumbled across your videos on Amazon Prime and just wanted to say I'm enjoying them very much. It's given me a chance to experience some of America. I should be out there around about now doing that for myself. But of course, with the international travel bans and things, it's been a little bit impossible for me to do that. But your videos have been really great, and I've just been sit back and enjoying watching those. I'm actually a tour guide here in London, England. So if you ever come over to London again and you want someone to show you around, let me give you a tour on me as a mark of appreciation for you cheering me up in these times when I can't travel. So my website is richardstours.co.uk. That's richardstours, all one word, .co.uk. And it'd be great to see you in London sometime. And thanks for the videos.
Thank you, Richard. What are the chances? Two calls back to back from the UK. But I definitely want to go back. I really loved London. What a great city. And I want to explore England, the UK, you know, the countryside, not just England, but Scotland, Wales, you know, the whole island. And wouldn't that be cool to do it with an RV? I don't think you guys call it RVs. I think you call it motorhomes or caravans. But in any case, I would love to do that and learn how to drive on the left side of the street. But expect me to arrive sometime between 2022 and 2023. That at some point next year or the year after, I expect to cross the pond and do some traveling in England and in Europe as well.
Hi, Robert. This is Anthony Giordano from Rochester, New York, again. And I just wanted to quickly let you know that I do intend to send you some travel information about New York State. And we all really look forward to having you visit us here in the next year or two. Thanks for everything. Bye.
Thank you, Anthony, and I will be looking for all that information on upstate New York, which it's one of those places, you know, that I'm saving for last, and I'm really looking forward to maybe in fall, you know, with the fall colors and all that. That will be a good time to visit. And that's pretty much all I have for you today. I'm here, you know, enjoying full hookups in Gila Bend, charging all my batteries, and let me give you a rough estimate of the next steps here in my road trip. I don't know, I'm looking for my map here, and my map is taking a long time to load. As I said, Oregon Pipe, National Monument, that will be tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, which reminds me, brings me to something I have forgotten. There may not be any internet down there in the Oregon Pipe. So I was thinking, you know, maybe move away and do the live stream. You know, the live stream, that's that tradition that, you know, I haven't missed a live stream in a long time. But when I've missed them, I've tried at least. But if we cannot do it on Friday, how about we do it on Saturday? We might even get more people. So for this weekend only, I might change the schedule. If I find out that there's absolutely no internet down in Oregon Pipe, how would I let you know? I'll just drive up to Ajo. In Ajo, there should be internet, and I'll put a big reschedule sign on the thumbnail or something. How about that? Does that sound right? And then, you know, I'm going to continue, you know, lingering down there near the Mexican border. I want to visit Ruby. It's a ghost town. And I was thinking, lingering down there all the way to, like, Bisbee. I would love to go back to Bisbee. Maybe even Tombstone. I don't know. I was also thinking of it's not Cochise Peak. It's a... I can't find it in my map now. It's Chirichiri. Is it? Hold on. Let me find it. Here we go. Chiricahua National Monument. I would love to visit that. That's very close to, you know, we're almost going back to New Mexico at this point. And then maybe Tucson and... No, that's too much. I'm going to have to drop. I may have to drop Chiricahua for another trip. But I want to stop a couple of days in Tucson, and then I want to go up to Sholo Lake for next weekend. We'll see if that happens. So I'm close there in northern Arizona, and then work my way back to Phoenix. So when Ely flies there on the 13th, I'm already back in Phoenix. And that's the plan. That's the plan for the next week and a half. So until the next one. Thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.